Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
And welcome to a Friday morning. Hello, my lovelies. It is the 30th day. Oh,
God.
No more palindrome days.
Aww.
It's going to be tough.
You know what, Chet? Man. You did lead that really well.
I don't know.
You
I don't know why I'm getting credit for leading the charge on that, but okay. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Put
yeah.
it in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put that on my LinkedIn.
Exactly.
Led it straight.
Led the charge on palindrome days. Woo! 2025. That was you? Oh, my God. We want to work with you.
Wait, that's hilarious.
Palindrome days. Was that yours? Fantastic.
Groundbreaking.
Oh my God.
Tune in every morning.
Saw that on BuzzFeed.
On your LinkedIn account.
Yeah.
That was the other funny thing about that Playmate thing that I was at the other night, the Rogue Bunnies thing that I posted till like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And then came to work.
Ooh.
How good was yesterday's show? I don't remember any of it.
The best.
Dude.
But that was the funny thing about that, because it was kind of a business meetup thing. It was like a crypto Bitcoin play. It was all of this stuff. So anybody who wanted to like be pals, they all wanted, well, what's your LinkedIn? And by the way, is anybody's LinkedIn anything other than their name?
I was just going to say, do people use LinkedIn? That's a serious question. I never have. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. No, and they were, because everybody was in business mode.
Yeah.
It wasn't, do you snap? It wasn't.
Oh.
It was, so what I got at that particular event and what I will get most times is either what's your LinkedIn, what's your Instagram.
Oh, I know Instagram. I use that for everything. What is LinkedIn? Just like for like
it's a business.
Professional Instagram?
Yeah, it's supposed to be professional.
Oh.
You're not.
It's
supposed
business
to,
Facebook.
It's total.
Business
Listen
Facebook.
To that man. Listen to that man, what he just said. Say it again.
Business Facebook.
Pow.
I love that.
Pow.
If I ever remember my password for the one time I signed up, I might go in and start using it.
But it's really funny. So what's your LinkedIn? There were two kids that were working there. They were doing kind of security and kind of just assisting with whatever anyone might need.
Yeah.
And they're both in the sports broadcasting program at Pitt. And so I was like, boys, you just gained a new best friend.
Love that.
And I was like, never walk into a meeting without shooting me a quick text. And because you never know who I might know.
Totally.
You know what I mean? And Michaela, you know this. And Adrian, you too. That, good God, bare shoulders and bare arms from the producer's studio.
Oh my God.
God, that's how you know it's going to be warm today.
Mm-hmm.
We're stripping down in the other room.
Way to go, straight. Adrian.
I looked over. I went.
I didn't want to. Sorry for.
No, not at all. I was just.
He didn't want to distract like, us. Hey,
what's distracted happening? Them with the muscles. Anyway.
What do you say, Chet? Eyes up.
I know. But with that shoulder.
Oof.
I don't have to take them that far down, you know?
No, I love this bromance.
But that was the thing. Immediately from them, they were like, what's your LinkedIn? And I just thought that was funny from college kids.
Yeah, good for them.
And I told them, take my number. Because otherwise I might not see it.
Of course.
But I'll see a text. And isn't that the levels of like, okay, LinkedIn, this is all business. Instagram, this might be a little more personal.
Uh-huh.
But if we're texting.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Best friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a group chat, oh my God.
Ooh.
What if it's a group chat?
I don't know. It seems like a more.
it sounded a little more ditty.
Yeah.
In actuality, it's just very annoying because everyone's texting each other and you're stuck having to read everyone's comments now. I hate group chats.
By the way, in any group chat or any discussion of any group activity, my new line is, if I see one drop of baby oil, I'm out of here. That's it.
Put your foot down.
Hey, as you may have been able to tell, it's Friday and I'm on one.
Woo.
I'm fully rested, ready to go. Everybody else feeling good?
Damn
great.
Straight.
Okay, then.
Let's go, baby.
Okay, then. Let's see where this one takes us. Chet Buchanan Show. Thanks for being here. Hey, Michaela.
Yeah.
Look, I'm Dochi. Rah, rah.
Yeah. The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
I don't know why that makes her laugh, but it does,
because
and so I'm here for it.
So dumb. And he even so does his fingers as like claws. It's because he's very into it. The commitment is there. It's so stupid. Sure. It's also kind of like the Cowardly Lion in Wizard of Oz. I was like, brar.
Yeah, or if like I'm playing with a baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
By the way, if you have to go to the down towards the strip this morning, if you're heading to work or whatever, it's so weird. First of all, why are you trying to cross the street at Flamingo in the strip?
Mm-hmm.
A idiot move number one.
Yeah.
Idiot move number two, somebody hit that person.
Is that what that was?
And then jumped out of their car and ran.
No.
Right?
I was seeing it on TV, but it's muted, so I was trying to figure out what was happening. That's insane.
Stupid mess. It's just dumb.
Ugh.
Eustrop, Spring Mountain, somewhere around there, Koval or Paradise to go north-south. But yeah, it's just a mess. Flamingo on the Strip's a mess. And it will be because that person died. The person who tried to cross the street.
God.
Yeah, bad. No, bad. Mm. Bad, bad. Wow. So that's going to be hours today.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Great. Oh, just great. How did EOS Fitness go yesterday?
Well, a lot of people send their regards. They love you. So let's start with the positive.
No,
they said, we love Chet. Tell him. I said, you got it, babe.
Signs? Were there any signs?
No.
Did they show up with signs?
No, but you might
t-shirts,
have a few new
maybe
DMs.
Make a t-shirt.
No.
Really?
Yes.
Hang on.
Yes.
I was on LinkedIn.
So that made me very happy. I was like, I absolutely will. I also question just how I navigate life, how I'm still processing through life, because I messed up my schedule. I forgot that I had to go to EOS Fitness yesterday.
For the record, this is why I asked this question.
Yeah.
I mean, I would give EOS Fitness an extra plug. Sure, I would. But
this
is why I asked this question.
You can't embarrass me to save my life.
I'm not trying.
No. Oh. But you know who can? Me. I can embarrass myself better than anybody in the world. I messed up my schedule, so I had to go to EOS before I sang at my gig last night. But there was only a 30-minute window from going to EOS to Fountain Blue. So I'm like, no. Let me pack my bag with my gowns, my Spanx, my weave. Everything's in the car ready for me to go. And I'm like, I have to do it.
You of all people, Spanx?
I love them.
I understand.
Sometimes I wear two to really double it up.
Yeah, no, I could use boy Spanx. Yeah,
well, I'll find them for
that's
you.
That's another story.
I had to prepare to go on stage, so I had to go in my full face of makeup. And we're not talking natural beauty makeup. We're not even talking like an eyelash extension and a gloss. I had to go full out drag queen because on stage, I wanted to look good under the lights. So I walk into EOS Fitness. I looked so insane.
Like
I looked like a clown. I did melt a little bit. I did melt on the way there. I sat down, and Owen, who works with us, who's part of the promotions, was like, oh, you look, and I was like, Owen, just close your eyes. Okay, we're going to sit here for 2 hours. We're going to greet everybody, and I'm going to go.
Were people afraid of you?
Yeah, no, nobody came up.
Because your full face been in Chet Buchanan Show shirt.
Yeah, and gyms, and leggings.
Neck up, full glam.
Full glam.
Neck down.
Yeah. Nothing. Just like work. Like I'm working out.
That's drag queen story time.
1,000%. And to make matters worse, I used my spray tan foundation, not my regular foundation. So my face was like dark, orange, bronzed, sweaty, not glossy. And then the rest of me was like lighter. My Chet Buchanan shirt, my workout pants.
So the idea of that people came and sent their regards is a total fabrication because no one got near you. Or did they yell it from across the parking lot?
No, they did.
Hey, lady.
No, they did.
I'm not coming over there, but tell Chet I said hi.
No, I think once they saw me in person, they felt bad for you. They were like, oh, she's going to work with this whack job. Send Chet our love. Wish him the best. Love you, Chet. And I was like, send a DM.
Because he's working with a crazy person.
Yeah, and I did look crazy. I tried out a new crimper, so I looked like I put my finger in an electrocution box. It was a mess. I want to never think about that again.
Tell Chet I said hi. Yeah. Oh, I will.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely will.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, my God. You know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Can I confirm, Adrian, can we confirm that we have Double the Morgan J tickets today?
I wish I could confirm that. On my end, it doesn't. It's only shown up as one pair.
Well, but we'll discuss. Here's what I'm going to do. Because I think we've got room to spread stuff around today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring back, we loved earlier this week, we played the Which Came First game. So I want to play, remember that stupid game?
Yeah, I loved it.
Did you really love it, or were you just saying that you loved it?
I'm telling you, I love stuff like that.
Okay, good.
It's so stupid, but I genuinely do.
Well, yeah, we specialize in that.
Yeah, obviously, it's our brand.
We're really good at that. As long as we're having fun, you're having fun, everybody's having fun, it'll be fine. So I think we can do this. We're going to play the Which Came First game, which I give you two things, you just tell me which came first, but it blows your mind because you're like, no.
Yeah.
For example, I love this one. Which came first, the first episode of Game of Thrones or the first episode of The Walking Dead?
Oh.
Ask me three times, I'll give you three different answers.
100%.
Which came first? First episode, okay, think about it. We'll lead off with that coming up next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Let's do first pick right now. And by the way, who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Holly Schilling from Old Henderson.
What up, Holly?
What up, Holly?
Hey.
Hi, buddy. Be glad that I was going to do Spelling Bee today because everybody's talking about National Spelling Bee, that Zachy Kid won it, which, by the way, I guess he finished second last year. And then now he won it. So good for him.
Oh,
yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, the redemption tour.
Love that.
Which was really great. But every single news show and every, you know, morning radio show in America is doing Spelling Bee today, and I figured we'd zag while everybody else zigged.
Amen.
So we'd go back to, because we like this game. Holly, which came first, Spotify or Netflix streaming?
Spotify.
Michaela?
Spotify.
Netflix.
Spotify 2008. Mm. Netflix streaming. 2007.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's all true. Which came first, Beyonce's solo debut album, Dangerously in Love, or Rihanna's debut album, Music of the Sun? Holly.
Beyonce.
She said confidently.
Rihanna.
Beyonce.
Beyonce 2003, Rihanna 2005.
Okay, that's fair. That makes sense.
Yeah, I might have struggled with that one. All I can remember is when we brought we talked to Rihanna because she played, I forget what we called it, but it was like a Lodo show type thing, and we had three baby acts.
It was when that
was coming out. Pond to Replay was on the radio.
Yeah.
And Rihanna was just a little baby act and was trying to get out and do stuff, and we were like, "What is your favorite snack? What can we bring for you? Because we're going to talk to you backstage at our show.
Yeah.
What can we bring to you?" And she said, "Mac nuggets from McDonald's."
Stop.
True story. So I went to great pains to make sure that she had hot, fresh McNuggets backstage. And then that bee showed up 45 minutes late and turned her nose up at the McNuggets.
No.
And didn't know that we could still see her and threw him in the garbage.
Stop.
I'm kind of proud of that, honestly.
Yeah,
I don't know why. She was 45 minutes late, so it's her own problem.
Yeah, it is.
Holly, what are you up to right now? You taking the dog out? What are you doing?
No, I am walking in and out of my job right now because I had something to pick up.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll speed this along then for you.
I'm not at work anymore. Like, I just walked out. I just had to pick something up.
Tell him to fix that squeaky door. That thing's annoying.
We tried.
It's a little WD-40 will do it. Which came first, Holly, the iPhone or Instagram?
iPhone.
Michaela.
iPhone.
iPhone 2007, Insta 2010.
Yeah.
Which came first, Holly, Barack Obama's presidency? Now remember, which came first, Barack Obama's presidency or the release of Breaking Bad?
Oh.
Breaking Bad.
Bad. so bad.
That's a hard one. Barack Obama's presidency.
Michaela?
I'll zag while she zigs. Breaking Bad.
Yeah, gotcha.
Obama's presidency.
He took office in, of course, January of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Elected in 2008, but took office in January of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking Bad came out late in 2008. So it was close.
Yeah,
but Breaking Bad. Well, call it what you want, truth. Taylor Swift's debut album or Justin Bieber's My World EP?
Oh, my God.
So basically, which was first, Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber?
Well, Justin Bieber was first.
You sure about that?
I don't know which album was first, but I know he was before Taylor.
Michaela?
Taylor Swift for sure.
Justin Bieber.
Taylor Swift's debut album, 2006. Justin Bieber's My World EP, 2009.
I want you to know that I know that because I went to Nashville when she was trying to get a record deal. Nobody knew who she was yet, and this was like 03, 04. And she was so cute, and everyone was like, this girl's gonna be so big,
yeah,
so exciting. And she ended up, of course, blowing up, but it was before anything. And I got to meet her then. She was really nice, a baby.
There is a wide gap between these. Most of the other ones are really close, right? This one's got a 6-year gap, but for whatever reason, I couldn't reconcile it in my head. Even after I found out what the answer was, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Which came first, Toy Story or Shrek?
Ooh.
Toy Story.
Michaela.
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Yeah, and it's not even close. In my brain, I couldn't figure it out. Toy Story 1995, Shrek 2001.
Yeah, I know Toy Story because I had the videotape.
Yeah. No, I'm sure that was easy for a lot of people. Not easy for me. Okay, last one. YouTube or Twitter? Which came first?
I'm going to say Twitter.
It was YouTube.
YouTube, just by a little bit. 2005, YouTube. Mm-hmm. Twitter, 2006. Oh, I can't help myself. Two more. I said that was the last one, too. The first iPad or the first Kindle?
Kindle.
iPad.
Okay, I'm out on this game. I'm so no good at this game.
Why?
I would have said iPad all day because I figured the iPad came from the Kindle, not the other way around.
Oh.
No.
Or no, that the Kindle came from the iPad, not the other way around.
Right.
No,
I figured it would be
Kindle
iPad first. Well, and it sure did, and I know nothing, so I'm done with this game.
You go, Holly.
That's it. Yeah, nice job. Mm-hmm. Have fun at Ricky Martin. Have a good weekend.
Right.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
It just felt nice on a Friday morning. It just did, kind of easing into it a little bit. I was like, all right, I'm good with this right now. Hey, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond Wedding Ring Store. This, actually, is your good feeling story of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The other day I go into Target and I self-check out because I only had a couple of things, just quick in and out.
Yeah.
Went over, I grabbed the, and there's always somebody there monitoring in case something goes wrong and, you know, whatever. And they're kind of keeping an eye on you to make sure you, hey, you still had some stuff there in your basket that maybe you should have.
Yeah.
You know? So I just say, hey, can you help me with something? And she said, whatever you need. And I'm like, these candies here. Which one do you like? One of these, you got a favorite? And she was like, oh, the turtles with the caramel and the chocolate. I love it. Just picked it up, boop, handed it to her. The boop is me checking it out. I don't know. Did I ever make that clear what that sound was? That's what that sound is.
No, I thought it was pretty explanatory, but
I just wanted to make sure.
No.
We all understood.
No, I think we were with it.
So I just scanned it and handed it to her. Just that's it. Just scan and hand.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Put that on a t-shirt.
Scan in hand.
The scan in hand. And I just say, here you go. If nobody else tells you they appreciate you today, I'm telling you now, thanks. Have a great day. And then turn around and walk off. and get out.
Yeah.
Pay, you know, then pay and get out.
And you know that made her day, dude.
She
just
cried.
Know it. Yes.
She welled up a little bit.
It's so thoughtful.
And then came back. You just made me so happy. And then what was kind of cool was then another girl came over to her and was like, you could see him looking at stuff. And because that's my neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, that's my
yeah.
spot. And so one of the other girls knew it was me. And so that, but whether that happened or not.
Yeah, you just did it. It
so
was
then,
awesome.
So then Michaela tried to pull it off. Michaela was like, yeah, I'm going to do that too, which is great. It'd be fun. How much fun would that be if everybody said, yeah, I'll do that?
I literally wanted to make it a challenge because I thought it was so nice yeah. and the world could feel a little bit good about themselves right now.
And the girl asked me, the woman asked me, are you filming? As I'm walking out, she's like, are you filming? And I'm like, nope.
No, from the heart.
No, and there were other people who've gotten on me. You should have filmed it. Go viral. And I'm like, no, that's not why I did that.
Yeah.
So Michaela tries it. And just got, you want me to tell her or you want to tell her?
No, you can say, because let me say, Adrian had set it up earlier in the morning. He got me licorice and was like, take this. And I was like, dude, this is so nice. The love is in the air.
Well, that was a little different because we all know your passion for red vines. So he just, you know, he just went and got, he just turned around and go, here.
Totally. But it was inspired by all the love.
So Michaela goes into the store and just goes up to the, tell me if it, fill in the blanks if I've got this wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you go up and you go, I really like these lollipops. I like watermelon. Here. And she just hands it to her. And the lady goes, well, what's this for?
No idea why I did that to her.
And it was like you took all the...
Yeah.
The execute. It was... So then she wrote me a note and she said, I have to believe karma comes back based off intent. Because after my little challenge fiasco at CVS, what happened?
Okay, so I felt a little embarrassed. And you have to understand, I'm the queen of intent, but it always goes wrong. So I go through the Starbucks line later the afternoon, and I'm obsessed with these little snacks, these jalapeno pockets. I order it with a little coffee. I'm minding my own business. I get to the front, to the window, and the woman goes, hey, the car in front of us paid for you.
Look at that.
And I was like, wait, what? Because I always hear those stories, but it's never happened to me.
Oh, nobody paid you forward?
I've never had a pay it forward situation.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah. She said, have a nice day. And she just paid for your pocket and your coffee. You guys, I was touched. I get it. You made that lady's day. That lady made my day. It was so nice. So thank God. And so I said, God has to know that my intentions are good because action is never execution. We really get it wrong. Throwing a watermelon sucker, I learned in retrospect, was maybe not the way to do your challenge. Also, you made a good point. You said, Michaela, the point of the challenge is to ask what her favorite candy is.
Just ask them.
Don't give them your favorite candy.
Yeah, you don't.
So
just
I'm going to think about that next time.
Share candy so that they think that they're going to get drugged. You know what I mean? It's good feeling stories of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, man, it is Friday. Woo! Hello, my lovelies. Welcome to Friday, the 30th day of May. Oh, the first day, it's not a palindrome day. What are we going to do? You can only write the date forward. Backwards doesn't make any sense at all anymore.
Thankful to have you guys with me to get through this day.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Oh, yeah. So we can make it through together.
Yeah.
By the way, yes, thank you. Thank you to my teammates for dragging me through yesterday's show on like 2 hours sleep. I went home and crashed. Out.
Did
good.
You?
Good.
Listen, you God. Kicked butt yesterday, but it's tough. Oof. You kicked butt, what was it, Wednesday Hooray. Night into Thursday morning?
Yeah, Wednesday. I had a Wednesday night gig. And listen, I won't do that. You know, I just won't ordinarily do that. They paid me a lot of money to be at this thing. And it went, I didn't get home till like 1:30 and still got up at 3.
Insane.
I was proud. I was very, very proud. Kelsey Plum is back tonight. The LA Sparks come to town to take on your fighting, scrapping, trying to figure it out. Las Vegas Aces trying to chase that third title. Michelob Ultra Arena. I don't know if there are still tickets left, but it might be worth, you know, on the secondary market, you'll always be able to find something
for sure.
I can tell you it's the most It's the most people that have asked if I had tickets available for them in quite some time. Because everybody wants to see KP come back.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to be very emotional.
For all of us.
It's the biggest return in probably Ace's history. Obviously, there's not that much history as a franchise. But for her to return.
It's like 8 years now, dude.
Yeah, 8 years. And this is definitely like, this is the first time a superstar has left that's been loved and coming back. It's going to be a unique vibe.
You know, I got to tell you, Chet, also.
Right? Am I wrong?
No, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think in my head. Yeah, not least
from camp, coach. Least coach camp. Retired. The guy from the Pistons that I can't.
Bill Laimbeer.
Yeah, Bill Laimbeer. He never. He didn't coach another team in return. That would have been emotional. But for a player, definitely Kelsey Plum returning.
I didn't look.
Tom Brady's probably going to be there. Has to. It's got to be there.
Chances are strong. That Brady would be there. Yes, Michaela?
I feel like it's exciting, too, because I when I was at EOS Fitness yesterday for the remote and people were coming up to say hello to you, a woman named Becca.
But I wasn't
who used
there.
To, but you were not there. A woman named Becca came up. She was like, tell Chet I love him so much. I used to work with him in the Aces at Mandalay Bay. Please tell him I miss him so much and good luck tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, the city's ready for you. The
is
Aces.
She no longer? So she was telling you?
No, she didn't go back this year. She had a situation with her brother, but sent her love.
No kidding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's very sweet.
Yeah.
No, she does. She loves this show. I'll bet she was so nervous to come and talk to you. I guarantee.
Well, because I looked unrecognizable with all of my makeup on.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Michaela went to EOS Fitness because she had to go sing right after.
God.
And all she didn't have time to do makeup. So she went with full face makeup. And so, yeah, with all the other things available at EOS Fitness, what do they call that? The Cinecardio,
Movios.
Movios. Movios. I knew it was something smarter than me.
Yeah.
Movie. And apparently yesterday, Drag Queen Story Hour.
Oh.
If you're into it.
Well, I feel like I relate, at least.
No, that was you.
Oh, yeah.
That was you.
Yeah, it was,
you,
dude.
For the record, you're the one who told me that,
Jet. I know. Sometimes just I forget the things I say.
I didn't come up with that on my own.
I was like, good one, Jet.
Thanks. Thanks.
Way to go.
I wish I could take credit for it.
Oh, yeah, I mean it, don't I?
You were kind of looking at me like,
listen,
what?
I'm telling you, I'm brain dead.
You told me that joke.
Look, I'm surprised I get through anything. What did you say earlier today? It was 100 degrees yesterday? Was it that hot?
Oh, yeah. In a second. Hang on. Just so you know, yes. And there is also for those who are wondering, there is a Kelsey Plum tribute. There will be a video. All of that pregame. It'll be pregame, so get in early.
Her jersey's going to be retired one day. It's crazy. That whole core.
Oh, man.
100%.
Maybe.
Obviously not today, but.
I don't know.
Has to.
The KP.
I feel like once you win the championship and you're a core piece, one, let alone two, certified.
It all makes a lot of sense. We'll see.
Uh-huh.
We'll see what happens in the future. Yeah. Yeah, hot this weekend. Everybody's making a big deal out of it. I get it now because I've always been like, stop it. We know we're here. We know how warm it gets.
Yeah.
You know, no big deal. And it's June, by the way, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what, Sunday, June 1st?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So this isn't a big shock to the system, but I do understand. I think it was Adrian that brought up. But yeah, the first time does kind of get you a little bit.
It does.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, we had a day or two, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that counts.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it went and then it went away. And for the record, it's going to go and then go away. So your full face makeup going to EOS, did your face almost melt off?
Absolutely. Because also, I don't know what it is. I feel like you have to check your AC before it gets crazy. Mine sometimes goes out everywhere just because it's so hot. My body, everything's not regulated.
But you got that sweet new ride from Findlay Nissan.
I got the sweet new ride and I love it. But I thought the AC went out because my drag queen makeup was melting yesterday. So I called Lisa. I FaceTimed her. I said, Lisa, I don't know what to do. Can you help me fix
this? Your fiance?
My fiance. I said, look. She goes, okay, turn the phone around, the camera. And show me all the buttons. Show me everything.
Right. I'll show you how to turn the AC on and turn it up.
And I said, Lisa, I know what to do. I know how to turn the AC on. Clearly it's on. And she said, and you know what else is on, Michaela? And I said, what, Lisa? What?
I'm sorry. How
like
did that, wait, how did that go? Lisa said what?
She said, and you know what else is on? And I said, what, Lisa? What? Because I knew she was about to say something right. It was going to piss me off. She goes, your seat heaters are also on. So think about that, girl. Bye. And I was like,
Well done, Lisa.
Heaters are on, aren't they?
Why did you?
Bye. Then I blocked her because I was mad at her. She embarrassed me in front of myself. Like if the drag queen makeup wasn't enough in EOS. The seat heaters. Good for me. Yeah.
But the AC, AC's broken.
Yeah, no, the AC's broken, Lisa. I don't think it is, Michaela. No. She's like, it's a 2025 Nissan Pathfinder. Are you sure about that? Look at it. I looked at the manual, Lisa. Nothing makes sense.
You didn't look at the manual. The
I know, but I just wanted to say that.
You can't just say that.
Well, great. Because she was giving me tone.
I looked at the manual.
So I lied.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. What happened?
Well, she was giving me tone. And she was like, What did you do this? What did you try? And I was like, yeah, I did all of those things. I'm right.
It's yeah, of course, you weren't giving her any tone back.
No.
It
was an angel. No. I would never.
Behind the scenes, her camera doesn't work, and I don't want to give her instructions
on
how to fix it.
That's another story entirely.
Yeah. I looked at the manual, Adrian.
Speaking of Findlay Nissan, they're the sponsors of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Jackie Orozco is a two-time champ. We've got Morgan J tickets to give away today. Would you like to take on the champ? Then let's go. 702-364-9898 right now.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown for a Friday morning. Jackie Orozco is the two-time champ, coming back for win number three like that. And by the way, Jackie, you've now closed the gap. You single-handedly have vaulted Aliante to within shouting distance of the top spot. Sunrise Banner's got 23. Aliante's got 17. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Buddy. Hi, buddy. What, do you have plans for the weekend?
Actually, I do not.
I get a, after the Aces game tonight, I got a weekend with friends and hanging out like tomorrow.
Fun.
Yeah. Like tomorrow I got a afternoon, I got a lunch and I got a,
ooh.
Hey, Saturday night, all the fellas meeting up. My wife's hearing about this for the first time right now on the show. So we'll see how that goes.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my wife never, I can't tell you the last time we've been married. It'll be 12 years this year, and I can't remember one time that she's ever told me no.
Yeah, dude, she's so cool.
Yeah. Well, and she's like, you're a grown man. You make your own decisions.
Yeah. Well, good. You deserve it. You've been working hard. A boys' night's always fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be good. Who's our challenger today?
Oh, we got Teresa Rice near Rhodes Ranch, I believe.
What up, T. Rice?
Hey, how are you?
Hey. Oh, we like you. So what are your cross streets?
Okay, so closer to Blue Diamond and Rainbow.
I get it. There's that area out there which is growing up like nuts. There's all kinds of houses and stuff out there, kind of on the backside of Rhodes Ranch. There's gonna have to be a name for that at some point. But we don't have
one. It's Siberia.
It's not Siberia. It's not Siberia. Not that far out. We can see you from here. Yeah, you could be here in 5 minutes. It's all right. I don't know. I always feel bad for the people that think I'm isolated. I live in Siberia. No. You're good. Buzz in with your name if you think you know the answers to the questions, but do not answer until we call upon you because it's highly possible that while you think you got in first, you may not have. First one to three is the winner, and your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, because her last name is Gordon. Commissioner Gordon, Michaela Gordon.
Brad Pitt said his very public divorce wasn't even that quite big of a deal like media wanted it to be. What was his ex-wife's name?
Jackie.
Teresa.
Angelina Jolie.
Are we talking about Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
For half a second, I thought you might have been throwing a sneaky peek in there.
I know.
And talking about Jennifer Aniston.
I know. And I was like, I wonder if this is going to be confusing. But it wasn't. It really was Angelina.
Yeah. Well, you know what? See, that's why she's the champion right
now.
That's right. And the champion is up one zip.
This singer has a new single called Man of the Year out now, which is years after her release of her hit song, Royals. What's her name?
Jackie.
Lord. Is it Lord?
Woo!
Hey, where was this thing that they were doing some deal that they were having a Lord night at some nightclub? Sydney, it was in Australia. Uh-huh. They were having a Lord night at the club, and Lord showed up. And for half a second, people were like, no. You know, like that's a really good costume. You know what I mean? But it turned out to be the actual one.
I love that.
And good for her, like, out there trying to make it happen. With
absolutely.
Because we haven't heard from her in, like, a decade.
No, and I loved her when she came out.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Champion 2, T-Rice, still trying to get on the board.
Cardi B's divorce is underway in her soon-to-be...
Okay, Teresa. Go ahead.
Offset.
Off?
Go off.
We found T-Rice's wheelhouse.
Yes.
I didn't even hear what the question was. What were you saying?
Cardi B's divorce is underway.
Oh, sure.
Her soon-to-be ex is asking for spousal support.
Cardi B divorce, Offset. Bang.
Period.
Nice job. Champion 2, Challenger 1.
This former Spice Girl allegedly ruined her son's wedding by requesting...
Jackie for the win.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to take a guess.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, my God.
Got to answer.
Okay, Jackie, Victoria Beckham. Do I have to say posh?
What did you say?
I said...
No. What did she say? Jackie.
Oh, no, I said Victoria Beckham.
She said Victoria. No, hang on. Victoria Beckham is the answer. Mm-hmm. Is that correct for the win?
Yes.
Well, yes.
Sorry.
Game over. Well, that was all a very confusing sequence right there.
Sorry, dude.
She was looking for Posh Spice.
No, you're good. You're good. There's been an emphasis, just so you know, in how games are played and all that kind of stuff. There's been an emphasis made. So getting clear and correct answers.
Absolutely.
Is now our goal, where before we didn't care. We didn't care. But now we have to care.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Teresa Rice. You need to call. And we say this to a lot of people and nobody ever takes us up on it. You need to call us all the time because you're fantastic. You need to play this game again because you're fantastic. You didn't lose today. You just got beat. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I got beat this time. Congratulations, Jackie.
That's what I'm saying. There's no shame in losing to Jackie Orozco because she's good at this game and so are you. So have a great weekend and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Bye,
have
Teresa.
A good weekend.
We love you back. Jackie, can we add some Morgan J tickets to your stack?
I got those yesterday.
Okay, wait. Then let me ask you. Do you want Morgan J tickets or do you want How to Train Your Dragon tickets? Because that's what we got, and you can have extras of one or the other.
I'll take the How to Train Your Dragon.
Well, then give her the How to Train Your Dragon tickets.
Come on.
Ooh.
It's fine. It's just fine.
More than fine. That's great.
Yeah, you know what? Because we always honor champion's choice on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Brian, who's on the phone?
That will be Brittany Aller from Galleria.
Aller. I like that. I like O-L. No, that's cool. Hi, Britt. Hello? Oh, well, maybe I should turn it up. I had it turned on. Okay. I didn't have it turned up.
It's all good.
And I'm staring at it. Like, what's your problem? And then
he was like, hey, Brett.
And I'm telling you, and it looked back at me. It looked back at me and went, what's your problem?
Yeah.
Turn me up, bro.
Humbled.
Hi, Brett.
Hi.
Okay.
Good morning.
I want to see how you feel about this. Oh, I meant to look it up. Doesn't Chris Hemsworth have some sort of health problems? Doesn't he have like Alzheimer's or something?
Yes, right?
Yeah, he had a documentary kind of detailing his...
Right, but wasn't it... What was it, Parkinson's?
Exactly what it is.
Does he have Parkinson's?
He's been diagnosed with an increased risk of Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah.
Oh, right,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, this might not be the work that I think it is. I'll just say, here's the story. Chris Hemsworth posted a video of Thor highlights, thanked fans for making his Marvel journey, quote unquote, unforgettable. Some people believe it's a farewell video and that Thor is going to die in the next Avengers movie. And that might be it, you know, and that might be of Chris Hemsworth's way of saying goodbye to the character and to the fans because he's going to take care of himself.
Yeah.
I will tell you that the first comment from somebody who's big in the Marvel world, I'm calling it now. No way they kill Thor. but so do you think Thor is going away, and by extension, Chris Hemsworth is going away, or it's all just a work? It's all just a work to promote the movie. Do you have an opinion, Brittany?
I think both. But it's sad. I didn't know he had that diagnosis.
Yeah.
Well, and it's enough that I know that he's, well, that's why he wanted to come forward with it.
Uh-huh.
Michaela, you think this is real? You think it's a work?
Yeah, I think it's real. Because now that you're saying all of this, I remember him saying like he sort of wanted to step away from the entertainment that he was doing and focus on his family, his children, get as much time as he could with them. And it was a big deal when it came out. So yeah, I do actually think it's...
I agree with everything you just said.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing was a bit of a work. Just to bring it all, well, that's not the right definition of that. But it was a vehicle, because I really wanted to hear what Adrian thinks, because he's big into this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You're big into this world.
I just think the one theory that people are going with is that in this next movie, Doom, because it's called Marvel's Doomsday,
yeah.
I think he's going to wipe out a lot of characters. So people are saying that Thor is not necessarily going to get the type of attention like when Iron Man died with Robert Downey Jr. Like, that was a big moment in the movie. There was like a send off for that character.
Died?
Yeah. Remember, he's the one who like snapped his finger.
I'm way behind.
Well, Iron Man passed away, and
Thanos snapped.
He's the one who took away Thanos. So he had, and at the end of the movie, that it ends at his funeral. So they're saying that Thor's kind of like he's going to die, but it's not. He's not going to get that same type of.
When you
moment.
Say it ends at his funeral, who is his?
At Iron Man's funeral, there's like a big with all the characters, and they kind of meet up to continue the story. So there's a lot of reverence and conversation around Iron Man passing away in the movies. Whereas Thor, they're kind of saying in this next movie, he might just pass away and not get that moment.
That's what I'm saying. So do you believe a yes or no? Do you believe Thor will... Is Thor going to die?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure. I thought that's what you meant.
Yes.
And we used up all the time, Brittany. That's it. It's simple. It's fine. It's fine. But let me ask you this really quick. Speaking of movies and stuff like that, Sunday is National Dinosaur Day, which you know how much I hate that.
I know. I'm surprised you said it.
The National blah, blah, blah day. No, but what came out of it was, if there was a real life Jurassic Park, would you go?
Yes.
You would?
What?
If there were, because you totally could do... Technology could do a lot of things, man. So if they were bringing back real, honest-to-God dinosaurs, you would go.
I would be there in a heartbeat.
Oh, my God. Brave girl.
Michaela, no.
No way.
Adrian?
Yes.
You would go.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm scared.
Not a shot.
Yeah, wouldn't you guys be scared?
Not a chance. I'd let everybody, you guys go first. Tell me how it is.
Yeah.
Tell me how safe you think that is. And then even then, I'm giving it a hot minute and making, I'm going to see who else gets eat first.
Yeah, same dude.
Yeah, but I've seen the movies and all that. I mean, I know what to bring.
Yeah, everybody dies. They all die.
I maybe would hang out with like Littlefoot.
Like Thor, they all die.
What is this?
They all die.
A new voice unlocked. Check.
It just is. Thor. I want to die.
Bring some pepper spray.
What's this? Listen,
some pepper spray. I'll be all right.
Brittany Holler, do you want to go to Morgan J?
I do. I love comedy shows.
Yeah. And have you seen him?
No, I haven't.
Because that's the bit. They auto-tune him. And then, so how do you, Michaela, how do you properly, Michaela, would you want to go to Morgan J?
Yes, Chet, I would.
And then usually ask them if after the show they will make love.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, but we're not going to do that. All right, good. Have a good weekend.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy, you're the best. Hang on.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The old time-honored story, relationship rehab coming up next, right? The time-honored story of running into the ex.
Ugh.
Are you, let me see if I've got this right, because I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure completely of the story or what the responsibilities are here. My friend didn't think it was that big of a deal, but her husband said he would be upset if the ex-husband posted a photo looking like we were partying with their ex. My friend still doesn't think it's that big of a deal. Are you? Oh, so if you run into your friend's ex, right?
Exactly.
This happened to Michaela.
Yeah, and it was so
story,
awkward.
Story is ripped from the headlines. Just like old school. Hang on, do I have the sound effect? Do I have it? I don't. But the dun dun. Oh, you know, from Law and Order?
Oh yeah. What is it?
Dun dun.
Uh-huh.
Dun dun. Yeah. And they'd always say, ripped from the headlines.
Yes. It's
ripped from the headlines. Are you responsible for letting your friend know when you run into their ex? And where does that responsibility begin and end?
Yeah.
We'll delve deep in it. It's a very special two-part episode of Relationship Rehab. No, and it'll only be one part, and we'll go pretty quick. But it's all coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, why you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
What's happening? 8:08 on Friday morning, the 30th of May, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. We were just talking about this. This show, while we've had a fantastic time.
The best.
Having a lovely time.
Genuinely.
It feels like this show has taken 7 hours today.
Dude. I'm with you. And I don't know if it's because we've been having to stay up late this week and then be like, team no sleep. I'm feeling it.
Yeah. No, I am fully rested. Fully caffeinated.
Oh.
Fully, everything. It just feels like we've been here a long time.
I feel that deeply.
And what's even weirder about it is I'm now very acutely aware that it's only 8:00 in the morning, which is also just a funny,
I know.
It's a funny existence, I suppose. So last weekend, I thought you were cool girl, because I asked you if you're friends with David Guetta. You said yes.
I wouldn't say friends. I would say acquaintances, because my fiance is a DJ, so I've seen him throughout the years. But he would never, ever text me or call me or come see me anywhere.
So you know your name?
I don't know. Okay, just too many questions, Chad. Okay, just leave it at where I left it last week.
What is it?
That's enough.
What are you, the FBI?
We're in the same building. That's it.
Yeah, what sort of interrogation is this?
Okay, I am a cool girl. Let it go.
Am I being arrested? Have you read me my rights?
Is this harassment?
Yeah, or am I just being detained? What's going on here? Well, I'm just trying to figure out what it is. Well, by the way, that's part of the hilarity of the story for me.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So basically, and you ended up going to see David Guetta and then to another place to see the Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
It was your dentist that invited you out.
You guys, after like you were
watching, after you were watching porn while you were getting your teeth cleaned.
Sex in the City, though, and a Samantha episode.
So,
lightly comparable.
Pretty porny.
There was moaning, and I was embarrassed.
And they weren't sure with, do we need to turn up the gas? No, that's not me.
Yeah, so, just helpless. My hands on my sides. I can't do anything but let her
but you were
my cavity.
You were tensing up. Yeah, this is all related.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
It is.
The dentistry and the Samantha and the, this is just all uncomfortable. So then your dentist thinks you're down and says, come to David Guetta. And then was Chainsmokers spontaneous, or did you have that planned out?
Yeah, so in all seriousness, I sometimes sing at Poodle Room in Fontainebleau. Mm. And she's a member of Poodle Room. So she said, are you singing? Come and see us on the Saturday night. I said, I'm not, but I'll come see you when I'm done singing where I'm at. So I hopped over. We were having such a good time. And I love her. Like, I didn't know dentists could be so like pretty and cool. And she's all of the things. So I was like, okay, we're pals. Her husband was there. She said, listen, we're going to go to XS now. Just come with us. Let's keep the party going. Let's have fun. I said, great. We get to sit by the stage where the Chainsmokers are.
Was the XS thing already set up?
No, spontaneous.
This is what I'm saying. And you guys just walked over. Your dentist is hot. And your dentist is rich.
No.
Yeah. Because just to walk into XS.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like a cool girl.
And she goes out.
Yes, dude. And she invited me to go kayaking, which is a totally different story on another day. Yeah. But that's how cool she is. So we're sitting at the stage having a good time. And this guy is looking at her. She's looking at the guy, and then she looks at her husband. And she says, I think that's so-and-so. And her husband's like, oh, yeah, I think it is. So this guy walks over. he seems nice enough. The vibe is weird. You know when you just pick something up, but you don't know the whole story
yet? Yeah, you're like, who's this guy?
Uh-huh. I'm like, nice to meet you. The conversation feels awkward between all of them. So much so that when he asks for a selfie with them, I'm like, was that the move? Like, this kind of feels uncomfortable. So,
what, like he's going for a threesome?
I didn't know, and I'm not judgmental, so I would have been like, live your life, you guys. But I couldn't pick up anything. So that he takes a selfie, hugs him goodbye. I shake his hand. He walks away.
That's it.
That's it. So,
but just a memento of our meeting,
mm-hmm.
of like, hey, I saw, okay.
Uh-huh, right. So the two of each other, my dentist and her husband, look at each other.
Your hot dentist.
My hot dentist.
Who can walk into excess when Chainsmokers
You guys, like, what world are we living in? Beautiful, smart.
Not ours.
Helps me with my
hers.
Insurance. I know. Yeah, it's our life.
Yeah, hers.
Her life is incredible. So they go, well, that was weird. And her husband says, do you think that you should call your friend and say that we just saw her ex-husband? And she was like, no. And her husband says, maybe you should, because if he posts that photo of us near the stage at XS and he posts it, your friend might think we're hanging out with him and we're not.
Yeah. And then whose side are you on?
Yes.
Where does your loyalty lie?
And
no,
she,
I totally get that.
And she said, I don't need to.
Yeah. So 702-364-9898. Does she need to?
Mm-hmm.
Who's where? Where does your loyalty? Yeah. Where does your loyalty? I get this.
Right.
I get this 1,000,000%.
Same.
So just to take this out one sentence longer, then do you need to get out ahead of it? I'm assuming the issue also is because if you're scrolling, if it's late night on a Saturday and you're scrolling,
yep.
and then you see that your ex is hanging out with your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to make you have a feeling.
But your dentist, who's so hot, she doesn't care what anybody thinks.
I know. Why would she? She's rich. She's beautiful. She's a dentist.
She's beautiful. What does she
care? She walks into excess.
Of course she said, yeah. For chain smokers. Do you know how hard it is to get into excess, period?
I know.
But then without a hook, you know, without a plug.
Mm-hmm.
But then while chain smokers are playing.
Mm-hmm.
On Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, my God, yes,
last
dude.
Weekend?
And the AMAs.
Oh, my God, who is this woman?
And the AMAs, Chet.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, the AMAs. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So, she's got juice. But the real question is, do you need to call your ex to let them know that you saw, or do you need to call your friend to let them know that you saw their ex before they post a picture, because you don't want them to find out. Okay, well, I'll just say it right now. Yes, get out in front of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because why not? Or am I overreacting? Is her husband overreacting? Are we overreacting?
Right.
And it's not that big a deal. 702-364-9898. Hey, remember those Morgan J tickets we were talking about for December 30th, Palazzo Theater? We got another pair of them. We'll give them to you if you're caller number 25 right now.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm fascinated on multiple levels on this. Number one, who is this dentist?
I know. She must remain anonymous, but I will show you off air.
Just Google most expensive dentist in Vegas and you'll find
yeah.
them.
No, can I also say,
moves.
She's like wonderful. She makes sure all of her patients can afford it. They feel good. She actually has helped me with my insurance.
Why wouldn't you want to out her publicly?
Because I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Understood.
Do you know what
some
I'm saying?
Some people are that way.
Uh-huh.
Because
I'm exposing a party fun side of her.
What'd you say?
Was it HIPAA violation?
Oh, HIPAA.
HIPAA.
No, it's not that. You can't say anything
the
about
opposite
patients.
Of that.
Yeah, no, related. It's related. This is wild, though.
Mm-hmm.
So last weekend, they go out to see David Guetta, and then she just goes, well, let's go over to XS and go see the Chainsmokers on Memorial Day freaking weekend.
Yeah.
Walks in, gets a table next to the stage.
Yep.
Is it because she was with you?
Yeah, I wish I could say that.
Do you swing that hammer?
Let me tell you something. I wish I could say that, and normally I would, but no, absolutely not. All her.
we used to have buddies at XS. We used to have a lot of buddies at XS. XS used to bring 12 of their own semi trucks to Toy Drive.
No.
Back in the day, the employees get all together. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I used to have this fantasy in my head that they used to all pool their tips. And it, for some reason, somebody put it in my head that they had like a storage box, you know, like it's got a lock on it and stuff like that. And that everybody from December all the way to the next December would just put part of their tips in it every night. And then they would open it up and see how much they had. They would literally spend $100,000 on toys.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And come to Toy Drive, and it was great. It was fantastic.
Wow.
And then just as things do,
of course,
you know, people move on and they go on with their lives and, you know, whatever. And so that group has broken up.
Yeah.
And they don't do it as a group anymore.
Right.
But I found out that the whole thing was just, I made that all up in my head.
I love it.
It never happened. But we used to be able, but by the same token, I used to be able to send a text, go, hey, man, you got a table? Yep, come through.
Oh, my God.
And every year we would throw a little rager. We would throw a little Cabana rager for my birthday, which also coincides with my buddy Dax, who used to work for TMZ.
Uh-huh.
His wife's birthday is like the same weekend as mine. So he would come out every year.
Oh, that's so fun.
I would also end up writing... You know, with that, we'd have them bill us for some stuff. We wouldn't just have them pay for everything.
Sure.
Because I didn't feel that that was right. And so then I would write it off on my taxes because it was the guy from TMZ, right?
Yeah.
And I got audited 1 year. Please explain this $700 bottle of vodka.
Oh, my God.
When you get bottle service at the club, I'm not flexing. That's how life is.
Yeah.
But after they had given us everything. So... I said that. I said, well, if you knew how much they comped us.
Oh, my God.
You know, then you would fully understand.
Yeah.
And she goes, all right, I'm going to forget that you told me about all that stuff that they just comped you because that's also income. I know. Stupid. I was trying to explain myself like I was being generous because I was.
Yeah.
Because they had given us. You know, they'd given us a bunch of bottles.
Right.
And then I thought it was only right that we should pay for one or two.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote it off on my taxes.
Yeah.
And they were like, shut up. That's income.
Yeah.
We'll just forget the whole thing. Don't write it off on your taxes.
Forgetting it now.
Idiot. So anyway, you guys go, the long and the short of it, you go to XS.
Yeah. And I honestly, can I say, I didn't get to grow up in like the Vegas club scene. So things are still kind of new for me.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful club. It was so much fun. It was so nice. So we were having a blast.
Yeah. The club deal for me is I don't want to say it's awkward, but it's just, and I really love watching people.
Yeah.
So I'm literally, find me a spot on the couch,
uh-huh.
Put a drink in my hand. And I'm good.
All in a day.
Like I can watch people for hours. So you're doing that.
Yeah.
Dude walks over, turns out to be your dentist and her husband's friend's
ex-husband. Yep.
He takes a selfie, walks away.
Yes.
Dentist's husband says, don't you think we should call your friend and give her the heads up? Your dentist friend says,
no, why?
No. Nah.
Not a big deal. She doesn't care.
He's like, no, you don't want this to get out.
Yeah.
That and make it look like we're partying with him.
Yeah. Drinking, having fun.
And literally she just dug her feet in and refused, dug her heels in pretty much and just said, no, I don't need to.
Yeah. Yeah. She said she won't care. I don't see the need.
Do you care?
I'm
team husband.
Personally, I would care if someone was hanging out with my ex. Yeah. I'm not hanging out. I'd want it to have clarity.
I'd want to hear the story.
Yes.
You should tell me the story. Because if I'm scrolling and I see you, yeah, I'm thinking you're disloyal.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're hanging out.
Who's 25?
We'll go with line 4, Tiffany Chung.
All right, Dan. Hi, Tiff.
Oh, hello.
I know it's yous. Congratulations. Okay.
Thank you.
Here's my thing. If I'm late night scrolling and I see you hanging out with my ex, I then immediately believe you're disloyal. I also start thinking back of all the things that I might have told you that I wouldn't want getting, you know what I mean? I just start thinking about all the stuff that I wished I hadn't told you.
Yep.
Whether it involves my ex or not. So therefore, are you team dentist or team husband?
I'm team dentist.
Really?
You don't care.
Yes. Well, because like we live in a small world, especially in Las Vegas. It's very transparent. A lot of people come in and out as we go. And if you make things awkward, you're going to make things awkward. That's very sweet of the husband to be very concerned of the dentist's friend. But at the same time, like, does the husband is really close to the dentist friend? Like, the dentist friend would know how their friend would react. And if the friend does come to her and say, hey, you know, unfortunately, I was doing some dead scrolling late at night, and I saw you know who I don't want to talk about. And if she just foolhardy honest, like, hey, I was at XS with my husband, I met a friend, we were having a good time, and then all of a sudden he came out of the blue, took a quick snappy, and left it as that. And then if she's understandable, then that's a really good friend because you know, you shouldn't end the friendship just because an ex-husband bumped into
you. Oh, no, I get that. I'm petty. I'm just kidding. I'm not saying I'm going to end the friendship. However, while you're telling that story, I wish you could see. Michaela is waving her arms wildly.
Uh-huh.
Like, and pointing. She's
yes.
pointing and gesturing. Wait, Tiffany, are you Michaela's dentist? Because you Michaela smoking hot with all kinds of power and influence and money?
DM me if this was you.
No, I'm not a dentist, but I have experiences in the past. So I understand 100% that I have my girlfriend come up to me like, oh my God, you ran into, give me the full story. Give me the tea. And I will sit down and tell them full heart, honesty, what happened. Don't worry. Like, I wouldn't do anything behind your back. Like, you know me, we're cool. You know I'm real, I'm 100. I would never lie to you.
But if I'm reading your body language, Michaela, is that exactly what the dentist said?
Exactly. When you said, why would it make this awkward? That's exactly what she said. It makes it more awkward if I say something. Yeah. We weren't hanging out. What do I care? Everything you said is exactly what she said. And I was like, okay, fine. Are you sure? You're not the dentist.
I'm still...
I have a good dentist, but, you know...
No. It was brilliant.
Tiffany, hang on. We're going to get you your Morgan J tickets, and I want to get some of the other calls just because... I mean, we could do this whole thing with Tiffany.
Yeah. She's so smart.
We could be done with Tiffany. Wait, are there two Tiffany? Oh, my God, there's two Tiffanys. There's two Tiffanys, and they're both saying the same thing.
You're like,
no, don't say anything.
I'm still...
Tiff. Tiffany number two.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, I don't know if you know, we're kind of in the middle of a live radio show right now. If you could lock in just for a second, it'd be great. I know you got other stuff going.
listen, I think it's very interesting. I think what the Tiffany before me said is pretty spot on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit different standpoint. I am with the dentist. I feel like all of my best friends know me well enough to know that if they were scrolling on social media and they saw a picture of me, my husband, and their ex, that we were 100% not hanging out. That does not warrant a phone call. That does not need a warning.
I love that.
I feel like if they want to know the story, they will be like, girl, what was this about? But they know me well enough. I'm sure we chopped that whole relationship breakup down well enough for them to know I was not hanging out with that
That's
man.
That's really
Let
funny.
Me tell you something. You both have swayed me so much because I am such a girl's girl and I have such a sisterhood with my girls that, I guess if I posted... They would know.
Not even a text.
You know better immediately.
That's
really
funny. That's very, very funny.
It's such a good point.
And you are awesome. Get back to whatever you were doing. Go. Go.
Thank you.
Literally, thank you for the time. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you. That was great. When people are on hold, it's always such a funny thing. I never really know how to handle it.
I know.
I'm always just like, hey, I'm kind of nudging to let them know, hey, we are on the air and we are talking to you.
Yeah.
So, Marco says, let them know. Everybody, Oh, no, Marco says let him know. Oh, hang
yeah,
on.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Okay, Marco, the other side. Presenting the opposing opinion is Marco.
Hi.
Hi, buddy.
Yes, these Tiffany's are very convincing. But,
I know.
I'm with the husband. I don't see a problem with giving a little heads up. And I mean, you guys explained it well. If there was any, like, bad juju or whatever between them, I don't want them thinking I'm hanging out with, you know, the ex.
Yeah, I hear that.
So did you just flip sides?
No, he said that the husband is right. He said that he just doesn't want any bad blood.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with just giving a little heads up. Hey, we saw your ex. They came over here, took a picture, left, and... A
little quick text.
Yeah, just as something.
Yeah,
that was my thought. Was just, hey, saw your ex, no big deal. I don't know why that makes it weird.
But I'm telling you, I didn't either. And then when I heard the Tiffany's, I'm like, yes, it could make it unnecessarily awkward.
Okay, but, all right, Michael. You know what, Marco? I'm going to let you go. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, Michael. Final question. But doesn't it make it weird if you're scrolling, you know, you're later on, you're going through the internet and you're on Instagram, right? And all of a sudden you see your two friends with your ex. You know what I mean? Doesn't that make it more awkward?
Yeah. Well, and at first I was like, heck yeah, you gotta let them know because you don't want something to pop up. And catch them by surprise, and then them not contact you direct or instantly and let the craziness go on in their head, just because that happens to all of us, I think. But,
yeah.
But the two Tiffany's were very convincing. And, and I was,
true.
And I kind of went towards that direction a little bit. It really depends upon my relationship with my friend. Is she... my super tight best friend, like she knows me extremely well, knowing that I would never, you know, hang out with her ex, or was everybody cool and was their breakup amicable and they are cool. We don't know. So maybe ex-wife, ex-husband they're cool with each other and they're hanging out with each other at times. Also.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that part. Michael, have a great weekend. Thank you, buddy. That's the very funny thing. The one thing that turns me just a little is what Tiffany number two said. And you're all right. The two Tiffany's were very convincing.
They were.
What did we learn from today's show? The two Tiffany's were very convincing.
Yes, they were.
But Tiffany number two, when she said, anybody who knows me knows that was no big deal.
And are we forgetting that her friend was married to this man? Like, she probably knows that he does these kind of things that are annoying, like take selfies or have weird behavior. Or listen, the Tiffany's convinced me. I agree with them now.
Could have been a petty move, though. Like the husband trying to be petty.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying the friend probably is like, I know he's petty. I know he wasn't hanging out with them because I know his style.
Doggone it. Can I make it worse? And then we got to go. We're super late, like always. Here's the thing. When you break up, you don't just break up with that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get a divorce, you don't just divorce that person. You divorce all of your ex's people.
True.
And he probably loved them. You know, they were my first wife had friends that, God, I loved them, but I lost them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and same there, you know, there were people that I know that my ex-wife in my circle that she really loved that would, you know, that would never talk to her again, period.
Yeah.
So,
well, if this helps your case, she did say that she didn't really care for him, even at the time they were married. So,
all right. No, so then lost. That goes back to Tiffany number two. And I think
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
The last chance we'll get to do this for 2025. Graduation's happening in just moments. L Dog's going to walk at Orleans Arena. Get out of your car. Get in. You're late. Get in there. And you're like, I know. people running in to get to graduation. The Global Community High School graduating at Loudoun Theater later on this afternoon. Very near and dear to our hearts. Healing Center at St. Jude's Ranch for Children. We love you guys. They're going to walk at Boulder City High School Theater in about 15 minutes or so. Mission High School walks today. Mojave High School also walking at noon. Silverado and Western, they're graduating. They get their diplomas today.
Let's go.
And Preparatory Institute School for Academic Excellence at Charles I. West Hall High School will graduate Loudoun Theater, 9 o'clock this morning. So congratulations, and that's it.
Congratulations, you guys.
That's it for the graduations.
Wow.
It's officially summer now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're looking for love this weekend, perhaps you're looking in the wrong places.
Oh.
Book club, more like love club. What? A recent survey, and a good one too, 2,000 Americans. That's statistically viable. It's more people than what they talk to determine our ratings.
Wow.
Believe it or not. Revealed that 23% of one in four of book club members have found romantic interests within their group.
I love that. That kind of makes sense to me.
Who would you think would be more likely to find love at the book club, men or women?
Women.
Men.
No.
And it's not close.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love that men are in a book club.
Oh, did you all just think it? Did you think it was just all lesbian love?
Yeah.
Sapphic.
Hey, Jen.
What's that word?
Sapphic.
S-A-P-H something?
S-A-P-P-H-I-C.
Yeah, okay.
Sapphic.
Got to be in the community, Adrian, to know.
It's okay if you don't know.
Do you think, Michaela?
Yeah, thank you very much, you guys.
Whatever you say, lead the way.
Thank you so
Gen
much.
X and Gen Z prefer meeting potential partners at book clubs over dating apps.
I love it.
You know why? Because A, you're out in the world. B, you're meeting somebody where they're at.
Yeah. And so intellectually.
In person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you fall in love with their mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, don't get it twisted. If you're not already physically attracted to them,
yes.
Then they're, you know what I mean? But this is, it's kind of, geez.
Helps put the pieces together.
That's why we used to have nightclubs, people.
Before, so true.
Before everybody decided, you know, like a local place where locals could go.
Yeah, you could dance.
Yeah, and you could dance, and it didn't cost you $1 billion and all that kind of stuff. You just went in there, you had a couple drinks.
Yeah, back in the day,
you know,
clubs,
Pitbull,
dancing.
Pitbull with many songs, you know, about.
Yes. Loved those days.
What's that? I know my rent is going to be late a week ago. Work my
time is
up in this club.
Oh, yeah.
You try to, you know?
Yes.
That's what that was all about.
I got it.
That's how we used to do it, kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, now it's maybe. God, just maybe, are we working our way back?
Maybe.
And it starts with the book club.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So you guys at Barnes & Noble.
I was going to say, you still have time.
Ordinary. 3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
You know, sometimes people avert disaster. I'm like, thank Jesus, save me.
Yeah.
Which, you know, which happens.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Saved by the Lord.
Yeah, by the
Lord.
I've never
heard of this before. A Virginia family is crediting their survival to Metallica.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they've got a point. Hear this out. A truck crashed into their house the night before they were going to go to a Metallica concert in the Virginia Tech football stadium.
Yeah.
Right? In Blacksburg, West Virginia. Yeah, West Virginia. Sure, Virginia. Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
No, Virginia Tech, so it's Virginia.
Way to go.
I got it straight now. Part of what Virginia Tech does is they play Enter Sandman as their team comes out on the field and there's a whole light show and a whole thing. And it might be, if you're a nerd for that stuff like I am,
oh, yeah,
might be one of... So the idea that Metallica was going to come play Enter Sandman amongst other
songs...
Oh
my God, that's dope.
...in that stadium, it was a big freaking deal. So the whole family was going to go. Kristen McKee, her husband David, and their daughter Madeline, who I believe was baby-ish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They went to bed early because they were going to get a good night's sleep before the show.
We've been there.
Because they were in bed, truck crashes into their house right into the living room. Ordinarily, they'd be up late watching TV. But because of Metallica, Metallica saved their life.
Yes.
Metallica reached down. The hand of Metallica.
Preach it.
Reached down.
Amen.
And saved the McKee family.
Woo!
From a certain demise. Weird, a loud explosion, glass shattered. It was just madness from that point on. Mm-hmm. We were so fortunate that night, my daughter could have walked down that hallway and found us in the rubble. I thank God every day.
Amen.
But on this day, I thank Metallica for saving us.
Praise be.
It's a true story.
Way to go.
Their home is currently undergoing repairs. Here's what sucks. They didn't even get to go to the show then. I don't know why the car crash prevented them from attending the concert. So I don't, well, because their house is wide open and they probably couldn't leave it and all that kind of thing. But yeah, after all of that, they didn't even get to go, but Metallica saved them just the same.
And they call it the devil's music.
Now, if I was really that cool, we would play a Metallica song right now, but you know what? There's even I have limits.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I'm shocked in 2025 that this still happens.
What?
This woman named Svetlana Dali got on a Delta flight from New York to Paris. This was last November.
Mm-hmm.
Svetlana didn't have a ticket. So think of all the different levels of what you got to go through to get on a plane.
Oh my God,
all
it's
all the
insane
people you got to get by.
Yeah.
To get on a plane. And there's no way in the world any one of us, you know what I mean, would be able to pull this off. But Svetlana passed through security. She moved into the crew member lane and just kind of blended in.
No.
And they just kind of waved her through. Again,
never happened.
Well, and here's the other thing. You think all the flight crew people know each other?
Yeah.
They don't.
But they don't.
They don't.
True.
It's just kind of everybody, you know, you get thrown together. Well, I'm on the schedule. Oh, hey, nice to meet you. So a lot of times they do.
Yeah.
A lot of times you see the same people.
Mm-hmm.
But not this time. So she blends in to get through TSA.
Damn.
Again, I guess she blended in to get on the plane.
But like, I'm trying to visualize this.
Yeah.
Those people are so intense. I can't even get away with a tiny bit bigger of like a carry-on bag. They notice everything I do.
Yeah, that's the other part of the TSA maybe. The TSA maybe.
Maybe. But the entrance on the plane.
The passing by a crew member to get on the plane. Now, no seat, right? She's got no seat.
Right.
She's got no ticket.
Oh, yeah.
So she hides out in the bathroom. And that's where they pretty much got her. She was in there for a long time. Long enough that they were like, yeah, we need to get you out of there. And let's see your board.
Well, yeah, too, because what is it? Like a 10-hour flight?
New York to Paris?
Yeah.
No, probably four.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm so cold. Yeah.
Yeah. 10 hours from here.
Okay.
10 hours from here.
Oh, I guess, yeah,
but from New York. She faces, and all she gets out of this is 6 months in prison. I guess she didn't murder anybody or whatever.
Yeah, that seems excessive. And also, you guys should have maybe checked
a
little harder.
No, 6 months I'll take.
You think that's a good?
Oh, no, I was thinking it should have been more.
You did?
But, yeah.
Why?
On a plane, dude. Because she could have blown it up.
Okay. I see that perspective.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that could go sideways for that.
My mind was in Sex of the City romance. Hopped on a flight from New York to Paris. That's why I see it. Now, clearly illegal. I hear this.
Yeah. And TSA's like, oh, well, we're always trying to evolve so it doesn't happen again. God, man.
Not evolve.
It's wild. And also, that's why I try to be as cool with those people as helpful and all of these things. It makes me crazy when people don't get it, especially when you're in the TSA pre-check line and you're like, I don't know. All my stuff goes in my bag. What? It's like, really?
They've been telling you since the back of the line.
It's weird. The real ID thing with people like, oh my God, I didn't know I had to get that. I've had a real ID for like 5 years.
Yeah, I'm not even that responsible, and I have too.
So, I try to be good to the TSA people because they got a lot to deal with. Mm-hmm. That's all.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. So everybody talks about, oh my God, there's coyotes in my neighborhood and all that. And it seems like this massive coyote epidemic.
Takeover.
Right? Yeah. Takeover. How many people do you think die per year from coyotes?
Not that many. 100?
You're right. How many people do you think all time have died from coyotes?
100?
It would seem like there'd be a few. Oh, did you say 100 a minute ago?
Yeah, sorry.
Already moved on in my head.
No, of course.
I'm so ready for a weekend. It's not even funny.
You've been hustling.
Short weeks are always the longest, aren't they? There are only two, count them, two documented cases in history of coyotes killing humans.
No way.
Because while they may be interested, they're scared to death.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coyotes are bullies. They are. They really are. They're bullies. Because they only, if you stand up to them, they flip out. And they, if they can't get you in a pack, they won't do it.
Yeah. I know a couple girls like that.
You know, I was going to say. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Katy Perry already knows this. And now so will you. Astronauts. Unable to burp in space.
What?
The lack of gravity prevents foods and gases from separating in the stomach as it happens on Earth. So you can't burp, but can you still?
Oh, yeah. I literally was thinking that, but I didn't want to say it out loud. Glad you did. Let's ask Katy Perry.
Somebody's got Katy Perry. No.
She will.
Somebody get Katy Perry on the
line. Someone get her to vlog.
They'll know. If you could only die in sudden accidents, not from disease and not from old age.
Wait.
Huh?
I'm just freaked out.
No, if the only way that you could do it is if a sudden, like Final Destination.
Totally.
You know what I mean? If the only way that, otherwise, the average person would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 9,000 years old. Some people who really beat the odds would live into their 40,000.
No way.
If not for disease and old age.
No way.
If only a log going through your windshield. You know, wasn't that what happened on Final Destination?
Oh, yeah. Opening scene.
Right,
yeah.
Sudden accident, getting T-boned, whatever.
Can I tell you that I'm actually freaked out to drive behind, like, utility trucks and, like, landscaping trucks because of that stupid movie?
Dude, some of the landscaping trucks in this town, I fully expect stuff to come flying off of them. All right, listen, let's get out of here. Let's go have a weekend. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Let's go, Aces. Kelsey Plum back in town.
Yay!
With the LA Sparks, along with De'Erica Hamby, of course. Mm-hmm. So while it'll be good to see my friend, find out why she never returns texts. Maybe we're not really friends. No, I mean, you know, we're acquaintances.
Oh, yeah, you guys are such pals.
We're friends enough. She invited me to MC her wedding, so there must be something to it.
Listen, you're being humble. When those girls showed up for Toy Drive, they were so excited to see you. They were so excited to tell me that they were excited to see you. That's your family. Oh, yeah.
Nobody even looks at me during the game.
Are you kidding? That's because they're focused.
There's nothing.
When they came to support you, they were so into it. It actually was so heartwarming. It made me like them even more.
Anyway, it'll be good to see KP tonight, and hopefully the Aces will whoop her butt.
Yep.
But don't be shocked if she goes off for 40, and it could be a very interesting evening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A Michelob Ultra Arena. Adrian, what's up with you?
We are taking Unlikely on the road, about to head out of the studio straight to an airplane, head to Dallas, shooting some content for Unlikely. So please follow me on that journey on social media at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and TikTok, and of course, Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on that free Odyssey app and YouTube.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'll be at Fontainebleau.
Tonight.
Tomorrow. Tonight I'll be at Delilah.
Yeah. But not tomorrow at Delilah.
Not tomorrow. Tomorrow's Fontainebleau.
So is there a set schedule for you anymore with Delilah and Fontainebleau, or you just kind of show up and, you know?
No, there's a set. I've taken some time off, as you know. I'm just dealing with my stepmom, so I'm back in the swing of things.
Yeah.
So I'm there. I'm back singing 5 nights a week.
Right.
Tuesday but and
just
Friday.
Just the Friday at Delilah.
Tuesdays also.
Oh, Tuesday and Friday. Oh, yeah. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of it.
Fontainebleau.
At the Nowhere Lounge.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, whatever you got going, have an amazing weekend. We'll meet back here on Monday. We love you. Oh, you know what? Lest I forget. Tell somebody you love them today that you haven't told in a while. You never, it's, what bad could come of it? Well, a lot. But you know what? Don't think about that. Love hard and love strong.
Yeah.
And be good to people and be a friend to somebody who needs one. And have a great weekend. And we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.